We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your wake up call.
Wake the fuck up.
The Breakfast Club. The show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother. We in the
yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Beast of the Planet is Tuesday. Did Kevin Hart buy our chairs yet?
I sent them to chairs. They said okay.
So they said okay.
But I think it has some branding that has to go on there.
Let's put his name on it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I mean, iHeart doesn't want to buy us any chairs, so I'll take them from K Hart.
Right, okay. I did send over the chairs. They did respond.
All right.
Shout out to Wayne.
Well, thank you for friends. Drop on the clues bombs for Kevin Hart, David.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And thank you for everybody who went on Instagram and picked which chair they liked best. I went and looked at all the comments, and it was overwhelming which one people thought we should get. I gave people four choices.
Mm-hmm.
What chair should Kevin Hart buy the Breakfast Club?
Hey, we just a little ghetto-ass morning show. They tend to forget about us here at iHeart sometimes, so, you know.
We getting it together.
We got to get our rich friends to buy us things like chairs. It's okay.
Now, yesterday, I went Halloween shopping. I had to get the kids some Halloween outfits.
Where you went? Party City?
Nah, I didn't go to Party City.
You went to what's that place called? Halloween Spirit?
Nope, I can't tell you where I went. It's a dope Halloween shop. They have everything that you could possibly imagine, but like real looking characters, not the cheap flimsy ones, like the real looking costumes.
Because like cheap, the ones that we all wear.
No, there's some worse ones than that.
Isn't the girl with the Universal Studios to get a costume?
That's pretty much where I went.
Are you gonna be an emoji?
I'm not going to be an emoji.
You look like the poop emoji.
Remember when
you
I came and I was Bugs Bunny a couple of years ago? Remember how real life that costume was?
No,
we
don't remember like Bugs Bunny.
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember?
And he came here dressed like Bugs Bunny before?
Yeah, he did.
I had the whole bunny out with the feet and the big ass head.
You remember?
I did not remember. I missed that one.
And I had the Jordan jersey on.
I'm going to be honest with you. You look jokey to me 90% of the time. So you probably just walked in and I was like, oh, that's just a regular everyday outfit. Probably had on Space Jams to go with the Bugs Bunny.
I did.
See?
I did. You gonna be Carlos Boozer?
No. I'm not every day. So I was looking for costumes, so I had to get the kids some costumes. Of course, Halloween is on Monday.
You trigger the treating? That's the question I'm posing to the audience.
I don't know.
You have to pick one. Which one are you?
Oh, shoot. Halloween's during the week, too, so that means all of us can come here dressed up.
Monday.
You ain't coming here dressed up. I remember one year. Weren't you Hillary Clinton one year?
I was. I was Hillary Clinton about 3 years ago.
And they vetted you after
And they
that.
Almost stopped us from interviewing her.
They definitely
but
vetted
did,
me.
Yeah.
That, the first time we ever interviewed Hillary Clinton, that was one of the things that came up.
What was it? The fact that you were humping and dancing?
Yeah, I had on a Hillary's mask, and I was humping. I was thrusting someone in the building.
Yeah, thrusting somebody. Yeah. I'll board up. Yeah,
he's attacking this guy. And he's thrusting.
But that's natural. He's always thrusting some guy.
Instead of a pantsuit, I had on a Jordan sweatsuit.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. What about you, Yee? Halloween. What you gonna be?
Really did
you
find out?
This is Monday. What you mean not that far? It's less than a week away.
I don't know. I have no idea.
If you dating a girl, do you gotta buy her Halloween costume?
No.
If you guys are going out and doing something.
Yeah, if y'all doing something together, right?
No, she got to get her own costume.
Yeah, you don't buy no girl no Halloween
costume.
It
depends. If y'all go together and you want to, you can.
No, she
gets
her own.
Yeah, I ain't never heard of that
one. That is a surprise.
That's a different level of tricking.
What made you say that?
I just thought about it.
You can. You want to be nice. You ain't got to buy nobody nothing if you don't want to, but if you feel like
not no Halloween, get your own costume.
Yeah, don't offer to buy no girl no Halloween costume. She be like, let's go to the Louis store. Ain't no damn Halloween costume in the Louis store. That's the name of the place, right?
Yeah, that means you're tricking. Okay. Now, Pete Davidson will be joining us this
morning.
Dropping
the clues bombs for my bro, PDD.
Oh, okay. Now, let's make sure we prep Envy well before we do this interview.
I just wasn't paying attention last time.
Because last time he was here, we all know he talks about his father died in 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And rest you peace, asked Steve. Him, so how's your relationship with your dad?
Yeah.
I was like, Envy, did you just pay attention to the whole first?
That was a little awkward.
His comedy special premieres this Saturday on Comedy Central at 11 p.m. It's his first ever comedy special.
What's the name of it?
It's actually called SMD. It's his father's initials.
Oh. As well as something else.
Steve's, I don't know the middle name, Davidson. Yeah. Mm.
And he's on Saturday Night Live for everybody who doesn't know.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We'll be talking about a principal who was brutally beaten. We'll tell you why.
Gotta hit both sides.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in Monday Night Football, the Broncos beat the Texans 27-9. Now, game one of the World Series is tonight. The Cubs take on the Indians, of course. And the NBA season kicks off. The Cavs, they get their rings, but they're going to lose tonight because they're playing the Knicks. That simple.
Well, drop on the clues bombs because this is something you hear not too often, but Cleveland's winning tonight. They got the Indians in the World Series, and they got LeBron and them getting their rings all in the same night. Wow. Yeah. Jesus has finally stopped ignoring Cleveland sports franchises.
Well, they're going to lose tonight. Now, let's talk about this principal, Yee.
Yes, a principal at a Lower Manhattan High School was beaten up because he told an 18-year-old student, Louis Penzo, in the hallway. The student had on his headphones. He was blasting his music. He asked him to turn the music down. Penzo refused. Then he tried to remove the headphones from the student, and that's when the student punched the principal. Then he hit him several times in the face, causing swelling and lacerations around the principal's eyes. The principal was taken to the hospital for treatment and released, and Penzo was arrested yesterday at 1 and charged with second-degree assault.
But that's kind of what the principal gets. You interrupt me while I'm listening to my 21 Savage.
No,
okay,
case.
I'm trying to set my mood for the day. I'm already feeling very savage-like, and how dare you just come interrupt me?
They want you to get an edumacation.
Hey, man, you got to hear both sides, okay? I feel like the young man was just trying to motivate himself by listening to 21 Savage, and the principal got caught up.
Yeah, I don't know that you need to hear both sides of this particular story.
Now let's talk about Obama. He's laughing at Trump.
Well, yes, President Obama was on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and they asked him if when he listens to Donald Trump talk, sometimes he just laughs. Here's what he had to say.
And you watch Donald Trump. Do you ever laugh? Do you ever actually laugh?
Most of the time. If I were able to run for a third term, Michelle would divorce me. So.
Right, and in addition, he read mean tweets. You know, we love the mean tweets on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and here's how that went.
Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Right? At real Donald Trump. At least I will go down as a president.
Ooh. By the way, I love when those presidents be on those late night shows and on shows like Ellen because they don't talk politics. Because if you're talking to a politician about politics, they have talking points for every single question you could possibly ask them. And they will pivot. I like when they're asked real questions and they're forced to give real answers.
Yeah, there's not too many issues you can ask a presidential candidate about that they haven't answered.
Zero.
Or prepared for.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. Maybe you had a bad night or a bad morning. You just need to vent, get some things off your chest. 800-585-1051. The phone lines are wide open. And don't forget, Pete Davidson, comedian, will be joining us in a little bit.
Salute my guy, Pete Davidson. Salute to everybody out there having a herpes outbreak right now. Everybody with herpes, thank you for listening to The Breakfast Club this morning.
That's awkward.
No, it's not.
All righty.
Just shouting out the people who don't usually get shouts out. Get shout outs.
Okay.
They know who they are. Somebody right out there right now like, yeah, blowing the horn.
What about gonorrhea?
Them too. Salute to you if you got gonorrhea.
Crabs.
That's a throwback disease. Nobody has that no more.
Oh, all right. All right, well, it's The Breakfast Club. Come on.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? Ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
What up? This is Phil from Atlanta.
Phil, tell them why you mad, bro.
ATL,
huh? Hey, man. Shut up, fool. Hey, listen, man. You know, I watch y'all on Nori's, what's the name?
Podcast.
And y'all know how y'all talk about y'all, when y'all come up there, y'all don't ask some political questions. But it's certain artists y'all do that, too. It's like an elephant in the room. Every time Ja Rule comes to the show, what's the first thing you think of? 50 Cent.
No.
Jeezy come up there, you ain't going to ask him nothing about Gucci. Charlamagne.
Asking Ja Rule about 50 Cent in 2016 is so year 2000. Who still asked Ja Rule about 50 Cent?
No, you still did.
Because it was a recent incident. Listen, I don't know if you remember. We were both on a plane with each other, so we asked about that.
Last time Ja Rule was here with his wife, we did not ask about 50 Cent once. Listen, this is what I want you to do. We've interviewed Jeezy four times. I want you to go look at the
front. I never asked him, not once.
Yes, we did.
Did I ever ask him one time?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we definitely have.
Yes, we did. Go watch the first interview we did with Jeezy. Yes, we did.
All of them. Y'all never asked him about it.
You're a liar. And when I put it up on Instagram.
Why he got you so tight?
Because I don't like when people don't know what they're talking about.
Tell him why you mad. Let him vent.
Why are you so mad?
Because I don't like when people don't know what they're talking about.
Let him go.
Go watch the first interview with Jeezy. We absolutely asked him about Gucci.
Calm down, boo. It's all right.
I'm going to post that up on the gram later. And then I'm going to put suck.
Stop it.
All right.
You need a hug.
Jesus Christ.
My goodness.
I hate when people don't know what they're talking about. That's all. I just know what you're talking about. That's all I want you to do.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Tell him why you're mad.
Man, Charlamagne, you want to get something up your chest, too?
Nah, I just don't like when people don't know what they're talking about. Have all the proper information before you call up here trying to check people.
Goodness gracious. Hello.
Hey, this is the King of Africa. How you doing, DJ MV?
The King of
Hello,
Africa.
Hello, King of Africa.
I asked everybody in Africa. They don't know you, bro.
They don't know me?
No. Nope.
They're not from Africa. For real. Hey, okay. Real quick. You know, the last time I called, I talked about something, and Charlamagne was busy talking about foreskin and all that. So
what?
I went back to the village, spoke to the people of Africa. They want to know why you're so interested about talking about other men's penises so much these days.
That's a good question.
I'm gonna tell you why I'm intrigued by foreskin. I used to have a little bit of foreskin. I used to have a skin bridge. It was just a small piece of skin from my shaft to my head, and I got it removed when I was like 17. And for some reason, I've been thinking about it a lot lately.
You miss it?
I do, for some reason.
Okay. They just wanted to know because they're a little bit concerned. They're like, oh, he's looking pretty now. His butt is coming out. And
hey, boom,
they're just a little bit concerned. So I'll relate the message back to the villagers, okay?
They said I look good, though, right? Don't try to switch it up now. You just said it's eloquent.
What's wrong with you this morning, babe? Are you okay?
You're very aggressive. What?
Very aggressive. You need
I'm not aggressive. I'm not aggressive at all this morning. I feel great.
You're
okay?
Aggressively wanting to be pretty.
It's the holiday season, all right? I'm happy.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, can I not be happy?
Hello, who's this?
Yo, man, it's Steve from the Brick City.
Oh,
my gosh.
I'm pissed off Charlamagne was getting that Jaheim. Come on, he's from Jersey, man. Uh-oh. He like all we got, man. I mean, he probably because he watched the Five Heartbeats, man.
So listen, you representing dudes from Jerseys with perms now?
Nah. It ain't that, man. But I'm saying, man, let that man live. And he put up a new clip. He said, since you like to get your booty played with, he's gonna stick something in it, Charlamagne.
He did not say that.
I swear he got up a new clip and he said that.
Hashtag struggle.
Let me go see if Jaheim say he wants some of this struggle butt.
Tell him why you mad.
Let me see.
800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you could call us. Keep it locked.
I know Jaheim ain't out here talking about he going to put something in my butt and ain't nobody tell me.
All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Beyonce with Hold Up. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Pete Davidson will be joining us this morning, comedian.
I could use a laugh because this morning I woke up and I was watching the news while I was getting ready from work. And boy, is the news depressing sometimes.
You got to stop doing that.
Bad news. I was reading about this father who jumped off a bridge with his two sons and he ended up dying and the two kids lived. They're going to be traumatized after an experience like that.
Yeah, because they dumbass daddy caused them to all jump off a bridge. But you got to control your energy vibrations in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, first thing I do is pray, then I meditate, and then I do a number two if I have to, then I take me a shower. Like
you
I don't
have
even
time for all that in the morning?
Yeah, you give yourself time. I go to bed. I build my life around sleep. Last night I was in bed by 9:30. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because wasn't nothing on TV, and if even it was, I would have just DVR'd it. Woke up at 4. You know what I mean? And then you just set your day. Like, I don't even go to my email and Twitter and all that stuff until I walk into this building. I post, thank you, God, for blessing me with another day of life after I do all my prayers and meditations, and then I'm on my way in. That's it.
But you're right. When you watch the news, it seemed like the world is a terrible place.
Nothing positive.
It is a terrible place.
Well, give us some positive news. Give us some positive news right now. Something positive.
Man, let me see if there's anything
positive. Soulja Boy and Bow Wow dropping on Wednesday.
November 5th.
Drop one of Clue's bombs for Soulja Boy and Bow Wow's collaboration album.
That's positive. And Soulja Boy did shout us out for the love.
After cursing me up. He said he's going to slap me. Yeah.
Wait a second.
He did. Listen.
Why?
First of all you rappers and artists got to stop saying y'all going to slap me and then don't never slap me because then you just make yourselves look bad. I just want y'all to know that. Stop doing that. And plus, you're making the wolves restless. Please stop. I don't want no problems, all right? You're making people around me want to prove something. Could you stop it, please? Everybody relax.
The wolves? I thought you had a white guy with the suit around you.
Yeah, that's the best wolf you can have.
All right.
He'll legally pop you, and ain't nobody going to hashtag your name.
Okay.
Well, over the weekend, we saw a picture of Tiny at a party with Floyd Mayweather in a picture together. And we got some text messages like, this looks disrespectful, doesn't it? Well, Tiny has explained what went down, and we have that for you.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back.
Let's not forget that Floyd and T.I. got into a scuffle.
Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Okay, full disclosure. This picture came out with Tiny, and she's standing next to Floyd Mayweather. Mariah Carey's in the picture. Envy said, man, if that was my wife, I'd be mad.
I would be.
Because
if I have beef with somebody, you don't take a picture with them.
Mm-hmm.
But then Charlamagne told me that the beef was squash, right?
Well, they have fought, and then I've seen T.I. big up Floyd Mayweather on social media, but then I saw him take him to task for the All Lives Matter thing, as he should have a couple weeks ago, so.
All right, well, here is what Tiny had to say when TMZ questioned her about that picture.
Man, I was walking out of the party, and Mariah and them were taking pictures, and she asked me, Tiny, come take this picture with me. And I'm just not going to tell the queen no, like, and make a big scene of it. I just took the picture and kept it moving. It was very quick, painless. We're not beefing.
So that's her explanation. Quickly.
She said they not beefing, but the T.I. and Floyd beefing, though, is the question.
Right.
I don't know.
T.I. and Floyd still got an issue. You can't be taking no pictures with no other man, Tiny. Especially a man.
What voice is that?
Especially a man that we got issues with.
No, I can't take that picture.
Who are you just turn into now?
I'm just speaking in general.
No, you can't take that.
Hey, listen, y'all ain't going to be judging me all morning long now.
But you just want to be so aggressive.
This has been going on for the first
hour. Drink your green juice, babe. Drink your green juice.
So Floyd got a problem.
That's right. If T.I. and Floyd got a problem, then we all got a problem.
Who's mama are you?
Okay.
What voice that is.
Yes.
All right. Jared Fogle's ex-wife is suing Subway, saying that they knew he was a pedophile before he was arrested. And so she wants to get some money. She said that the company received at least two other complaints over the years. And she said they made a decision to market Jared as a family man using her and their two children's likenesses in an animated commercial. Even though there was a cloud over him, she said she never authorized the use of their likeness in that ad. And it has caused her and her children great damage. Here's what she said.
I filed this lawsuit today because I have questions. Questions that someday my children will ask me, and that I imagine the families of the 14 victims are asking. There have been news reports that Subway received at least one complaint of Jared's sexual interest in children. Subway even took the step of marketing him as a family man and used my children and my likeness in that campaign. I did not give them consent to do so. This is not a position I'd ever wanted to be in.
By the way, it's a lot of pedophiles that are family men. It's just that when you do the commercials with Jared, you got to show the little kids hidden in the closet. That's all.
Well, she's saying that she would have never gotten married even back in 2010.
I would hope not.
If Subway would have reported Jared back in 2004
You think she didn't know that that man had a fetish for little kids? I lived with him. Stop it.
I hope she didn't know that.
Subway supposed to know, but you didn't know? Stop it.
Well, she said they got complaints and never did anything.
You lived with him. I'm sure you seen some kiddie porn or something on a computer. Yeah. Come on, man. Stop it.
She probably seen something and thought was nothing. It's something if she thinks back, she had to see something.
If you lived with that man and didn't know he was a pedophile, then you wasn't really paying attention.
Mm-mm. All right, Jay-Z is going to be doing a performance, a get out and vote concert. He wants to get young black people to vote. So
could you say where that concert is, please?
It's going to be in Cleveland.
Drop on the clues bombs for Cleveland. Cleveland, I don't know what y'all did. I don't know who unburied the chicken bone where that took that spell off y'all city, but y'all been doing okay lately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be a nice event to go to. Would you go to Cleveland for the first time?
Absolutely not.
This guy here, man.
And here's a relationship that never got confirmed. It's over already, and that would be Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx. Now, according to a source, the reason that they broke up is because he doesn't want to be public as a couple. He wants to continue to be who he is in public. Jamie Foxx, the fun, carefree guy, and people kept mentioning that they were in a relationship, and he just wasn't committed enough to do that. So,
wasn't Tom Cruise his man?
Yeah, they
wasn't
cool.
This guy?
It was in a couple movies together.
Didn't you say you can't confirm this relationship?
Well, it seems he never would say, yes, that's my woman, but people have spotted them together. Other people have confirmed it, and I guess he just doesn't want to be out in public. He's not that committed. That's the right thing to do. Break it off if you're not committed enough to say, okay, that's my woman.
That's still his man's ex-wife, though.
Yes, that's not a good
point. By the way,
point.
Tom Cruise is a vampire, by the way. Mm. Okay. Tom Cruise is absolutely positively a vampire. You see that commercial for that new movie he's in?
Mm-mm.
What's it called? Jack Reacher or something like that?
I haven't seen it.
That boy looked 20 years old, man. And he got to be 73.
He ain't 73.
He ain't no damn 73.
Tom Cruise got to be every bit of 73.
Let me see how old Tom Cruise
is. I'm not going no lower than 61.
Why are you looking that up? Revolt is out.
He's 54.
54, okay.
54. And Revolt is out.
I'm not going no lower than 54.
What? Revolt's not working, so why
yeah, they're having
is
some
Steve
technical...
standing here with the camera?
I don't know. He's just looking at you. They're having some technical difficulties.
Did you know that Revolt's
what is
not
Revolt?
Working?
Revolt is...
Did you know that?
Never mind.
Okay.
But they're trying to get it together.
Oh, so we just over here filming for nothing.
They're just, the camera's in your face for no reason.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back... Yeah, but it's not going up for some reason.
Oh.
People can't see it.
We can see it.
They're showing old shows.
So this is a private showing for just us of us.
Yeah, it's just a private showing. You can flick somebody the finger. They probably won't see it. I'm just kidding. Right. Yee, don't do it.
So none of them are going to see Pete Davidson next then?
Probably not.
Okay, Saturday Night Live's Pete Davidson will be in next. He's got his comedy special. It comes on this Saturday.
SMD!
At 11 p.m. on Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm. We'll get it with him when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Usher with No Limit. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club, and we got a special guest in the building.
My brother, PDD, Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson's here. Good morning, sir.
Yay, good morning.
We just warned Envy, please don't embarrass us again this time after the last interview. So.
Oh, yeah.
We're prepped.
It's all good.
Well, you got your stand-up special coming this weekend, SMD.
Yeah. Congrats, man. I see the billboard.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
Guess what SMD means?
It's my dad's initials, it really means suck. So the only way I could get the title and the billboard with SMD is I was like, it's my dad's initials.
We had another awkward moment.
And then the network felt really bad, and they were like, it's his dad's initials. But basically, there's a billboard of me telling everybody to suck in the middle of Times Square.
That's cool.
So, I saw you post that on the gram the other day.
Very, very excited about that.
Well, congratulations, Saturday Night Live. They said that this week was one of the biggest rated shows in like 8 years.
Yeah, well, I wasn't in it, but it did a very great. It did a very great job. No, yeah, the ratings have been really great because the politics stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't make the show this week?
No, I.
So how does that work, Pete? You do sketches.
So here's how it works. You usually write a bunch of stuff Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You read it, and then they pick like 10 out of like the 40 things that everybody wrote, and then usually you're in some of that stuff, and then the 10 things that get picked get cut to 5 live. So you could be in.
To make it.
Yeah, like you could be in 5 things in dress rehearsal, and then live you have no show.
So how does that make you feel when you're not on the show?
I don't give a.
Pete, you can't curse.
Yeah, I don't really. It doesn't bother me because like I'm a utility player. I'm not like
a star.
I'm not like the character guy or like that. I'm the guy that comes in. It's like what? You know, or the guy, the guy that comes in who's like, anybody order pizza? You know, or I just do update. So, you know.
But people tune in, they do like Pete Davidson. No, you got a fan base.
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. It's going still okay. I'm still hanging in there. It's still okay.
You
avoided the firings.
I know. I can't believe that.
It was Jay and
Jay and Taryn.
Taryn, yeah.
Yeah, we miss those guys a lot. They were like really great character and impressionists, and it's like they were the best ones. When you get rid of that, it's hard to fill all those holes.
Are they trying to get you to play the black guys now because you're miscellaneous in the face?
No, I'm miscellaneous in the face. No, that's now Che does all of it. It's like Che and Keenan.
He does all the black people roles.
Yeah, it's like really weird without them there.
How did you feel when you got the news? Like, did it upset you at all?
I was upset because, like, you know, they're my friends. And I was also, like, surprised because I got brought back, honestly.
Like, how did I make it?
I don't even know how to do an impression or a character. And those are the two best at it. So it makes you feel shitty and also good because you didn't get fired.
Now, we also were reading about how you said that you leave your door open so your friends can crash.
Not anymore. The complex blew up my spot. They were like, he lives across the street from Jersey Boys. There's only one building across the street from Jersey Boys. And then they were like, oh yeah, and his door's always open on the 9th floor. I was like, what? Why the f*** could you put that in the Oracle?
Why'd you give him all that information?
Did anybody show up?
I don't know.
Why'd you tell him?
Like my friend, well, here's the thing. I have like not a lot of friends, but like I have like 4 friends that like, it doesn't, like they don't have to tell me. They can just come over and like, but so like it just started getting like, I had to start locking my door because I would, like, just come home and then, like, just some dude would be sitting on my couch.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, random guys?
Like, no, not like some random dude, but, like, my friends.
Okay,
but, like,
gotcha.
You know, and I have no problem with it, but, like, sometimes you don't want to hang out with people.
You get in the way, you got your girl with you or something. Like, yeah. You want to walk around naked,
you're
bro.
You're just like, oh, hey, Dave.
No, but Dave has a girl with him.
No, Dave has no girls.
But now we have a couple of questions for you among those lines of you leaving your door open. Okay.
Yes.
Who would you rather see sitting on your couch? And I'm going to give you some options.
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right. 21 Savage or Lil Yachty?
21 Savage. Love that dude. That dude is scary, man. You know why that dude's scary? He's not even rapping. He's just stating facts. You know how scary that dude is? I really love 21
Hit
Savage.
Hit with no condom, then I make her eat a plan.
No, you know he means that stuff. That's the realest dude I've ever seen in my life.
All right, Future or Designer? Who would you rather see
Future.
On the couch?
Future. Wait.
Wiz or Snoop?
Wiz. Mm. Snoop, like 90s Snoop, yes. But not current, you know, football dad. Snoop.
He'll still smoke with you.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
You don't want to be judged?
No, I just don't want, like, you know, retired in the booth rapper. Like, you know what
I
mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Wiz is still out there shooting threes, you know? Snoop's up there in the booth being, you know, calling the game. It's, like, not the same anymore.
All right, Cardi B or Paris Hilton?
I don't know who any of those people are.
You don't know Cardi B?
No, who the f*** is that?
You know Paris Hilton.
I know Paris Hilton is, but I don't want anything to do with either of them. They can both go scratch.
All right, Martin Lawrence or Chris Rock?
Chris Rock.
Why? Because Martin's in the booth, retired.
No, they're both old. I think Chris makes me laugh more stand-up-wise, and I think Martin makes me laugh more acting-wise.
You should have said Eddie Murphy or Chris Rock.
Eddie Murphy better than all of them.
All right, Kevin Hart or Charlamagne?
Charlamagne.
You just saying that because he's here?
Charlamagne's my real friend.
Yeah. Over Kevin Hart?
I don't want to be one of those other dudes standing around Kevin Hart in comedy.
You don't want to be a plastic cup
boy? Yeah, no, I don't want to be a plastic bottle boy with my Kevin Hart's My Daddy t-shirts on. Get the f*** out of here. I'd rather hang out with my real friend.
Wow. Okay,
I wonder what Kevin Hart.
I love Kevin Hart. I just don't want to be one of his friends standing there holding his coffee.
And last one. Wow, they do. Okay. Drake or Kendrick?
Coffee cup boys.
Drake or Kendrick?
Oh, Drake. Kendrick, I respect Kendrick's craft. I feel like he's very mad at me when he's rapping. I don't know. It's very like, it's a different type of music.
Oh, I'm not mad at you personally.
Not mad at me personally. Okay. Like same with Meek Mill. Like, I can't listen to him because I feel like he's yelling at me. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know what I did wrong to piss Meek Mill off because he's always just like screaming. But
did you pick 21 Savage though?
Because he's not screaming. He's just like, I will kill you. Like, he's very,
it's a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's a very fact. Yeah.
Okay, I got to go in. Drake or Kid Cudi? Because I know Cudi means a lot to you.
Oh, Cudi's the best out of all of them. I would always go with Cudi.
But you see Drake recently just diss Cudi in a rap.
Yeah, it took him a while, though. You know what's cool about the difference between, like, Cudi and Meek Mill? When, like, Meek Mill came out, immediately the whole entire world, like, shit on him. And then when Cudi did it, everybody was, like, kind of listened.
Yeah, you noticed
there was, like, a little difference. And then Kanye, he apologized. Hope Cudi's all right. I'm sorry. Clearly, you know, he's more important in hip-hop.
Why do you like Kid Cudi so much?
You saved my life. I would have killed myself if I didn't have Kid Cudi. There's me. If you're 25 and under, I truly believe that Kid Cudi saved your life.
Now, a lot of people say that, but my thing is, like, who's going to help Cudi?
Well, he's getting help now. Yeah, he's doing really well right now. And, you know, I've been in and out of things like that. And I think that's why a lot of kids my age can relate to Cudi and people love him so much is because, like, you know, he's a very emotional dude and saves all of us.
What do you think? The music, the song?
I would have killed myself. Yeah, really? Absolutely. 100%. I truly believe if Man on the Moon didn't come out, I wouldn't be here.
We were having a discussion the other day about what's too far in hip-hop and diss songs and everything, and Drake talking about Kid Cudi. Is it too far?
To diss him? No, I think Drake just got to cover his own. That's all Drake's doing. He's just trying to cover his own brand. Someone insults your brand, you just got to, you know,
go back.
Stick up for yourself.
Right.
But, you know, there would be no Drake without Cudi.
That is a fact.
Cudi put Drake in the Pursuit video back in like 08, 09, and then Drake became Drake like a year after that. So I honestly think it's like Kanye's new albums. It's all very like Cudi-like.
Have you spoke to him since he went to rehab?
I texted with him last Monday, and he's in really good spirits, and like I think I might go see him next week. But yeah, he's in good place.
All right, we got more with Pete Davidson when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was 50 Cent in the club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Comedian Pete Davidson is in the building. Now, Charlamagne?
Now, PDD, you was talking about Kid Cudi and you started getting depressed.
It's sad,
That's
man.
Weird.
He's just such a powerful dude. Yeah, it's just like, you know, it's my favorite. So it's like a hard thing to talk about. At least little Yachty's. Walking around.
Jesus, give me a hug, Pete. Jesus Christ.
You see, what does he have, shoelaces in his hair? He's crazy.
Why like, are you shooting at your little yachty?
He's fucking a rhythm you shot, right?
It's like, what is this? Feel bad for kids growing up that they're like, favorite rapper is Lil Yachty.
Pete, you're 22. How old are you now, 23?
Yeah, I'm 23 in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
Yeah, but I was very lucky to grow up when albums were still being made. An album would come out and you go to like Best Buy and like, buy the CD.
Yeah, you know,
everybody else is just growing up with streaming and like YouTube and Instagram rappers, and it's like, it's kind of sad.
True.
Call I need it done.
What is that?
That's Lil Yachty. Yeah, you see, exactly. What is that? What is that? That's not far off from what he sounds like.
Oh, my goodness.
That is not far off.
Now, listen, Tracy Morgan was here. He said he doesn't like talking about political things. In his comedy.
And Kevin Hart has said the same thing as well. He talks about his family, his real life.
Which is interesting because they're much older than you, but you're not afraid to touch it.
I just don't want idiots in my audience. So, like, I talk about stuff that I really don't like, so that way those people don't like me either. So that way when I go out, I could, you know, be in front of a room of smart people.
Yeah, you know.
Kevin Hart is a huge brand. He has 100 million fans, you know, probably 60 million of them are Trump supporters, so he can't go out there and be like, Trump's, bow, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, but me, I do comedy clubs, so, like, you know, 300 people are going to see me. I don't care if 100 of them are Trump fans. You know, it's just, like, a better show for me.
You don't mind being polarizing?
No, I don't give a
f***. You saw people were, like, booing Amy Schumer when she said something about Donald Trump, and some of them walked out.
I loved it, yeah. There was
And probably there's like 20,000 people there, and like 700 walked out.
We're gonna wrestle, Pete Davis. You keep cursing.
I'm really sorry. It's very hard for me to not curse. But yeah, I thought that was really dope. Mm-hmm. Like, she just eliminated a very small percentage of her audience that is very stupid.
Right. She's like, thanks to the other 15,000 people who stayed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really like, it's really dope. I like that a lot.
Now, how was a stand up tour for you?
I went on a bus tour this summer with my friends, and it was awful.
Awful?
It was so bad.
Who was with you?
You, Ricky. Me, Ricky, Jordan, friend Heavy, personal trainer, came with me, even though we did not work out once.
He got paid for nothing.
Yeah, it was free vacation for him.
Work out not one time?
Because I was, like, really into working out for some reason, like, in the summer. I immediately looked the way I've always wanted to and then stopped.
Like, made it.
And then when I went on tour, I was like, I got to bring Mike Monty. Keep me up in shape. And then it just, you know.
Pete, I've been knowing you for about 4 or 5 years now. Your frame has not changed.
Yeah,
no.
What
are you talking about? The size you've always wanted, the shape you've always wanted.
I know it may not be visible to you, but to me, I noticed a very big difference.
Like, with abs or something?
No, I've always had abs, but they're not real. They're like bones showing. But I'm starting to look less bird chesty, is what I would say.
I look very like a bird,
and now it's like a eagle, maybe.
Got a little
stretched. Yeah, yeah.
I see you cleared off your Instagram too.
Yeah, I clean it out a lot. I don't like posting on social media. Mm-hmm. It gives me anxiety. It does.
What, are you worried about the comments?
No, I don't. Not so much that. It's just like, you know, I have like a family and stuff, and like they're very different than I am, and I like don't like to upset them very much. And also, it's like when you upload something, you can't like not check it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You keep wanting to go to see what people said about it.
Yeah, yeah. I really wish that I was strong enough to not go online. Like, that's like my goal for next year. It's like not have an Instagram. I got rid of Twitter and I got rid of Facebook, so like Instagram's next. But
10 years from now, it's gonna be people in rehab. I'm telling you, social media is gonna have some type of long term effects on people's brains, yo.
Like, you guys is different. You guys could have like 100,000 tweets because you're in social, you're in the public, you're in the media. But like, when you're just like some construction worker and like you go on Twitter and you have like 300,000 tweets, it's like, what are you doing all day? It's like insane. It's insane. It's so many tweets.
Yeah.
And it's all stuff like pumpkin spice is back. And it's like, who cares, man? Like, it's always back.
So listen, what do you think of Kim Kardashian being robbed at gunpoint? Especially when you're walking around with that new presidential rolly on your lap.
You're getting yours today.
Hush. You don't know anything. We don't know.
I like how he can blow up people's stuff, but you can't. My favorite thing is you act like you're not rich.
I don't have any.
Isn't that hilarious?
So funny.
He talks about a Cadillac.
And you know what's bad about that? Because we do work hard, and you don't ever want people to think I'm doing all this for no money.
No. He'll be wearing a $200 jacket. He'll be like, too much for me. And I'm like,
he might be cheap, though. That's a different thing.
Here's the thing, I'm starting to, not that I have a lot of money, but like, I have a lot for a 22-year-old, and I'm just starting to learn how it's like, it's okay to get nice stuff once in a while. Because you work really hard, and it's like, nah.
You deserve to treat yourself.
But, like, I just remember how I grew up, and it makes me feel guilty.
That's the problem I have. Like,
I work, like, this is the first time, probably. Usually, I put my hoodie over it, or so. It's, like, embarrassing.
So, Charlamagne's getting one, too?
Yeah, he's getting one today.
We actually went to go get him together.
We went to get him together. Because we're both so indecisive.
Yes.
Because we're both like, I won't get it unless you get it.
And they had one left. I'm like, go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, you baby. Yeah, he was like, yeah, get yours.
Remember when Charlamagne and Duval got the matching chains and stuff?
Yeah, Duval's the person who shouldn't get jewelry because he's so easily robbable. Yeah. Why would you put 20 pounds of jewelry onto a 120-pound frame and then walk around willy-nilly like that?
My goodness.
But do you worry about stuff like that?
Absolutely. I don't wear it when I'm walking to work. I only wear it like doing something cool or like press or like, you know, just to look very nice. Yeah, but like, I'm not like wearing it out to get like halal food.
You can't leave your door open unlocked with that.
No, I got a lock. I got a new lock and
new
keys.
Now, what two chains did y'all get together?
Remember when everybody's wearing those gold-plated
Cuban
ones?
Links.
The big Cuban link thing? Yeah, I had one when I was 19.
No, everybody wasn't wearing gold-plated, just me. And I told you, don't spend the money on a real one.
It was still like $3,000.
Are you going to get a real chain?
Hell no.
He said he didn't.
I'm me. Nobody's going to think I'm wearing anything fake.
Right.
If you can afford it, you can wear the fake.
Exactly. If you, it's actually not embarrassing if you can afford it.
Yes!
Wow, that's really...
That's what I told Pete. I was like, Pete, don't spend $20,000 on a real Cuban link. Go get the $2,000 gold plated.
Won't it be worth more money later? No.
Yes, if it's gold, yes, it will.
Yeah,
I got time for that.
And you can't shower with the other one.
Yeah, you can't. No,
and you can't wear it all day in the sun because your neck would turn green.
Listen, we had a couple good summers with those chains.
Yeah.
So where is that chain now?
I don't know.
I gave it to my friend who's trying to be a rapper.
How much is the gold plated one cost?
$2,000.
$2,000-$3,000.
That's still a lot.
It's a lot.
That's still a lot of money. For something fake.
Compared to the real one. The real one's $20,000.
I know, but I wouldn't spend $2,000 on something fake. I just wouldn't get anything. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's you, okay? We have Instagram photos to take, so.
That's a lot, $2,000 for a fake chain.
But I did tell Pete, I said, if you're going to buy anything, invest in a watch.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the smart. It was the first time I bought anything, and my mom was like, very good. Very good for you. It's it'll go up.
All right, well, we got more with Pete Davidson when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. The last time you were up here, you made fun of Tyrese. He was pretty pissed off. Did he reach out to you?
Tyrese?
After the last show?
No. I want him to, though.
Why?
I want that fucking response video with him in the fur coat and the cigar.
It might be coming.
Being like, Pete Davidson, you done. Up now. He did that to Spanky. I remember when
that
he did that.
That was
rough.
Spanky, yeah.
Oh, that was awesome. I hate Spanky. Anyway.
Why do you hate Spanky?
Oh, you got another hour. Spanky.
He's one of the older guys that was hating on you?
No, Spanky, like, we did Wildin' Out. Like, he, like, stayed at my house. And then, like, it was really bad.
You let Spanky stay at your house?
You really let anybody stay at your house?
I was like 18 years old. I had no friends. And it was like the first time I ever filmed anything. And Spanky was like, I'll be your boy. And then I didn't know that it was because he had nowhere to stay.
And then like, did
he
steal something
else?
Yeah.
What did he
steal? I don't want to get into it. I don't think it was him. I think it was his boys. Because when I came home.
Spanky and his boys stayed at your house?
Yeah, I was 18. I was staying at this apartment around the corner from my school. School was not in session. So I went back home to stay with my mom. And I was like, Spanky, you could stay here because.
Whoa.
Yeah, I didn't know any better. And I was an idiot. And then I walked in one day to, like, get a pair of shoes. And there was, like, four dudes in there, like, counting money, like, rolling blunts. Like, I was just like.
They were like, who are you?
They was counting money because they pawned all your stuff.
Was gone. Yeah, I learned the hard way.
Yeah, you're too nice to people.
That's something I'm trying to learn on is to be more of a.
What did you say to Spanky? Sure. Did you ever confront him? Like,
no, I kind of did the Goodfellas or Bronx Tale thing where you're just like, well, you never have to deal with him ever.
But how did you get them out of the house?
Well, he had to go back to LA eventually.
So you just let him squat there?
I just let him stay there for like maybe like 2-3 weeks, and then I was like, once he's out, I will change my number and never talk to him again.
Have you seen him since then?
No.
Damn.
Wow.
Well, you're a big Jordan head, so did he take all your Jordans too?
Well, luckily he's a size 4 and I'm a 13 because I'm a man. So luckily none of my sneakers fit him.
Have you ever been to Amber Rose's Slut Walk?
This guy
Amber Rose's Slut Walk?
Yeah, because you live in LA now, right?
No, well, I'm like back and forth, but no, I heard really great things about it though. I heard I heard she like, you know, got a lot of people to come out in like March.
Yeah.
Good for you. Do whatever you gotta do.
If your sister wanted to go to a slut walk,
I would lose my mind. I would lose my mind. Yeah. Honestly.
Why?
Yes. It's just because it's my little sister, you know, and I don't really want her to be out there getting banged out.
That's not what a slut walk is. What did you think it was?
No. I know it's like a walk for like confidence, right? It's to be like you're proud of who you are.
Proud to be a slut.
Yeah. That's
and
all great. Leave my sister out of it.
Gotcha.
What would you do if your little sister came up to you and was like,
I don't want to be involved in that.
Yeah.
I'm not clear exactly what the slut walk is.
I don't know exactly what
it's
is.
It's supposed
but
to be taking a stand against women being violated,
the double standard,
being sexually assaulted,
yeah.
And
right.
Then getting blamed for when things happen to them.
That's wonderful.
Women being called names and being judged for no reason.
Amber Rose has found a niche in the celebrity world, and I'm very happy to see her win.
She's the new Dr. Roof.
Yeah, she's
that's
a very
that's
nice
the lane
lady.
I think she should take. She should be
she's
the
just
new
a
Dr.
nice
Roof.
Lady. But I wouldn't want my sister to do that.
Now tell us about your special.
All right, guys.
Here we go.
Special, it is it's coming out this Saturday, the 29th at 11.
Comedy Central.
It's my first hour. Hopefully you guys like it. I think it's okay. I've watched it so many times editing that I don't even know if it's funny anymore.
It's hilarious.
But I'm sure you guys will like it.
I was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Logic did your intro, which I find you and Logic's relationship to be interesting because y'all look just alike.
Yeah, that's how we became friends.
Yeah. Yeah, he was doing Fallon, and then he, like, hit me up, and he was like, it'd be nice to meet each other.
Be nice to meet my brother.
And then we literally do really look alike.
Same height, everything.
Yeah. And he's just a really nice kid. He's just, like, a really good dude. And he's one of the best ones out there, right?
He's dope. Logic's dope.
Like, album, like, sales-wise.
He sells pretty well.
He does, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That dude's sick.
Even without radio play, mm-hmm. he does really good.
Well, SMD this Saturday.
That's right.
11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Say, give your pop some credit, man.
Oh, Scott Matthew Davidson is what it's technically called, but it's also suckling. So thank you very much.
Oh, can I ask you a gossipy question?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Are you dating Larry David's daughter?
Yes, that is.
That's dope. You know, Curb Your Enthusiasm is one of my favorite shows ever.
The best. He's the best. She's the best. I'm
so
very,
he likes
very lucky
you.
Guy.
Is he really awkward like that in real life?
He's a sweet, sweet guy. I think the show is obviously like an exaggerated form of himself, but he's the funniest, nicest guy ever. And she's really, really great. And I'm a lucky guy.
Aww.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
Well, so Suck My will be out October 29th. Make sure you check that shit, yo.
All right. I like how you got it back thumped out real quick.
You know what I'm saying?
You went from Drake to DMX.
Yeah.
It's Pete Davidson. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Whew. Well, Justin Bieber has been saying that he wants to get a certain type of respect from his fans. In other words, he doesn't want people to just be screaming and yelling when he's performing over him. He wants them to pay attention and listen to his music and his lyrics.
On.
He's crossed over into an adult territory. His lyrics mean something. This is what happened when he was performing in Manchester, England.
They were screaming during these breaks, gotta stop. My point of the no screaming thing is so that when I'm looking at you in the eyes, you can actually know that we're having a moment and having a connection, right? So it's not me trying to be an asshole. I'm just gonna quit talking, right? I'm just not gonna talk for the rest of the night. We're just gonna do the music and do the pushing, because obviously Manchester just can't handle it.
Yeah, he just kind of wants them to... I don't know if he'll be able to stop his
First
fans.
Of all, that's Justin Bieber stupid. Is delusional as hell. If he thinks that he can go to a concert and tell people not to scream, I pay my hard-earned money for you, and you want me to come here and just be quiet?
But 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds?
He's bugging.
He said he wants it to be like when Adele performs according to a source and how everybody's quiet and listening.
Those are 30-year-old
people. Boring. Let's be clear on that, all right?
I don't know. I mean, I like
Adele is boring. If Adele was dancing around the stage and moonwalking and doing flips and stuff, people would be screaming for her, too.
I would definitely scream for Adele if she did that.
Going to an Adele show is like going to church. No, it's not, matter of fact, because you make more noise in church than you do it in an Adele concert. Well,
it
at least a black church.
Depends on which church you go to. There you go. All right. Now, according to Suge Knight, he is saying that Dr. Dre hired a hitman to kill him.
Oh, boy.
Boy, Dr. Dre is getting it from all angles right now. Now, Suge is saying that a lot of people after the Michelle
know what you meant.
Movie on Lifetime. Now, Suge is saying that he had a lifetime management deal with Dr. Dre. That doesn't even sound legal. And he was supposed to get 30% of all of Dr. Dre's earnings. So that's because of Beats by Dre. He feels that he's entitled to about $300 million. Now, according to Suge Knight, he said that when he was shot at One Oak during VMA's weekend back in 2014, that was because Dr. Dre hired a hitman. And according to Suge Knight's lawsuit, he's saying the L.A. County Sheriff's Department questioned a man named T-Money about that shooting, and he told investigators that Dre paid him to kill Suge. So Suge says that even though there were 37 cameras in One Oak, no arrests were made. Then he also talks about the incident that happened on the set of Straight Outta Compton in the parking lot of Tam's Burgers. The suit is saying that Clay Bone Sloan was also hired to run over Suge Knight, according to Suge.
They reaching.
Yeah.
You can't sue somebody for hiring somebody to kill you if you've probably hired people to kill other people.
Well, according to Dr. Dre, a lawyer for Dr. Dre says, given that Dre has had zero interaction with Suge since leaving Death Row Records in 1996, we hope that Suge's lawyer has a lot of malicious prosecution insurance. So wow. I guess they're going to fire back as well. I mean, I can't imagine that a man said that he was hired by Dr. Dre to kill Suge Knight, and they had 37 cameras.
And Dr. Dre wasn't arrested.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, very.
All right, now here's an interesting story. We've been following this whole situation with Scottie Pippen's wife, Larsa Pippen, and Future, this whole love triangle. And we just saw on Famulous that Future posted on his Instagram, "She's mine's now." We don't know if he was referring to Larsa Pippen, but there is a divorce filing on the table now. A rep for Larsa, who is a former Real Housewives of Miami cast member, they have four kids together, by the way, Larsa and Scottie, is saying that that split happened because he wants to move to Chicago for a job with ESPN, and she really loves being in Miami. Mm. So according to her rep, they could still get back together. They've still been texting each other. And also, Scottie Pippen just hates the whole Kardashian Instagram lifestyle, and Larsa is friends with Kourtney and Kim Kardashian. She's all about clubs and rappers and DJs, and he just wants out of that world. He just wants to play golf and stay low-key. He doesn't like all of the gossip that comes with that world. So Larsa's rep is saying that she's fairly certain they're going to make up, and he's saying, "I miss you, let's talk." She feels the same way, and hopefully they can make it happen.
Okay.
It's not just about Future, according to her rep. Mm. All right, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Man, it's a church in Oregon who I understand. Okay.
Watch your mouth.
I understand what they're trying to do, but they're going about it the wrong way. I need this church. Damn, I can't even tell them to come to the front of the congregation because it's a church.
Yeah, they're already there.
But we in their church, and we just all need to gather around as a congregation mm-hmm. and have a nice, healthy discussion about their discrimination practices they're having in the church.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Discrimination.
We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, October 25th goes to New Creation Church in Oregon. Now, most people who attend church or have attended church are familiar with the saying, "Come as you are." Come as you are means to come to the Lord. Come to church as you are and stay as you are. They say, don't worry. God doesn't care that you are sexually immoral. Come as you are. God does not care about the pussycat you grabbed. Come as you are. God doesn't care that you are a club hopper who can't keep count of the hookahs or penises that have been in your mouth. Come as you are. Some people don't agree with this come-as-you-are philosophy because they don't feel like we should allow people to think that it's okay to live in rebellion. Yet, even with them not agreeing with come-as-you-are as a motto, it's scriptures that back it up, like John 6:37 that states, "Everyone whom the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will never send away." I personally believe in come-as-you-are because, hey, man, who are we to judge? And all these quote-unquote sinners need to be in the church. How am I ever going to clean up my act if I don't acknowledge my own BS and then go to church with my BS because I want to get my soul right? All right, I don't even believe in the institution of the church, you know, the way some other people do, but I do believe that should be people's safe space, okay? That is where everyone should be welcome and not be judged. Well, New Creation Church in Oregon doesn't quite agree with my policy, okay? They will turn you away. Some of their worship team guidelines have come under recent scrutiny. Let me read a couple to y'all, okay? I'm gonna read this to y'all. It says, "We want the worship team to look the best they can. Remember that the way we look is of utmost importance. The guidelines to would-be worship team members at the Oregon Church warned in the document, no excessive weight." Yes, you heard right. New Creation Church in Oregon does not want those of fat faith in their congregation. The guideline goes on to say, "We are the first thing the congregation sees. People do judge by appearances. We never get a second chance to make that first impression. Please be sure that your style and clothing bring honor and glory to God, isn't excessive and doesn't draw unnecessary attention to yourself." The document further made it clear that in order to be part of the worship team, members must be in 100% agreement with the guidelines to allow the anointing to flow and encourage those with a weight issue to go shed the extra pounds at the gym. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to openyoureyesbreakingnews.com.
Praise the Lord. That is if you're not fat. Church bans fat people from worship team because they would interrupt the flow of the anointing. A church in Oregon stated and instituted a ban on fat people as part of a slew of mandatory guidelines to be part of the congregation's worship team has come under fire online for the discriminating rule saying that it is necessary, in part, for the anointing to flow through the members.
I am so torn by this one. But, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong. And look, I know I'm hard on fat people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's a fat woman out there putting a curse on me right now trying to make me choke as I do this. But I know I'm hard on fat people, but this is ridiculous, okay? Yes, I want all you fat people to lose weight for yourselves so you can live healthier lifestyles. But to tell fat people anointing don't flow through you because of your weight is wrong. The blood might not flow through you the way you want it to. Arteries might get clogged, but your anointing should still flow, right? Now, church should be an encouraging place. Don't lie to the people and tell them they can pray the pounds away. But damn, when fat people come to your church, give them a whole church pew to themselves, okay? And encourage them to tell the truth and shame the devil. Tell the truth and shame the strokes. Tell the truth and shame the high cholesterol. Tell the truth and shame the high blood sugar. Tell the truth and shame the heart disease. Tell the truth to yourself about being overweight, and then the church should encourage you to lose it, okay? One place discrimination should not happen is the church. If you can't go to church without being judged, then where can you go? Please give New Creation Church the biggest... You know what? Do they deserve a big... You know, get them the biggest hee-haw. Because this is just... Give them the biggest hee-haw. I was thinking if I want to give them the hammer
tones. Either way with Charlamagne, I'm glad that you went the right way.
Yeah,
with this one.
I'm happy you went the right
way.
Listen,
right is right, wrong is wrong. You know, you shouldn't discriminate in the church. You shouldn't fat shame them in the church. You know, it's the church. The church should encourage people to lose weight. But the New Creation Church in Oregon has apologized for the ban on fat people.
I wouldn't even want to go there if I was fat.
Yeah, they've apologized for the ban, and they've begged forgiveness to anyone their rules may have offended. Look, it's a lot of healthy discussions. Keyword healthy, this issue can lead to, okay? I mean, I don't know if you take all that extra weight with you to the afterlife.
Oh boy.
But I do feel like if you're fat, even if you don't care about yourself, care about people you love enough to lose the weight to be there for them, okay? And if you're fat and don't have a lot of friends, think about how many people it's going to take to carry your casket. If you only got one friend, right, and you fat, who going to carry your casket? You don't got no friends. The church don't want
okay,
you.
Okay, all right.
Who going to carry
this
your casket?
So good,
I'm just saying, you got to think about these kind of things.
It was positive. Happened.
And by the way, just being healthy in general, because you could be skinny and unhealthy.
That's true.
Okay, so just in general, be concerned about your health, period.
Yeah, that's true. But what that got to do with being fat and who going to carry your casket? Okay? If you're skinny and you got a couple friends, them two can carry your casket.
They got people at the funeral home.
They don't want you. You ain't got no church.
Stop it.
You ain't got no church, no friends. Lose the weight.
Not nice. You went from being going the right way.
I am going to never stop encouraging people to lose weight.
I don't know if that sounds encouraging.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's a lot of health risk when it comes to being fat. And you can say whatever you want. Oh, skinny people have health risks. Fat people have higher health risks. It just is what it is.
I don't know how encouraging if you're fat, who's going to carry your casket is, but okay.
You should think about stuff like that.
So lose weight so when you die, somebody can carry a casket.
That's one of the reasons. If you don't have a lot of friends, you got to think about these kind of things.
All right.
How many pallbearers is going to take to carry you if you're 500 pounds?
All right. Let's thank you for that donkey of the day, Charlamagne.
All right. Think about that kind of stuff.
Now, when we come back, in the rumors, you were talking about Tiny and T.I., a picture that Tiny took, right?
Oh, this hurts your heart.
Explain the picture a little bit.
Envy was upset about this picture. So it was a picture of Tiny, and she is standing next to Floyd Mayweather. It's a Halloween party. It's not just her and Floyd in the picture, though. Mariah Carey's in it. There's other people in the picture. And she had talked to TMZ about this picture because let's not forget that Floyd Mayweather and T.I. had a physical altercation in Vegas.
Keep in mind, it's a Halloween party. How do we know that it's Tiny in this picture? How do we know it's Floyd Mayweather? How do we know it's Mariah Carey?
We have audio of actually Tiny. We have the audio.
Man, I was walking out of the party, and Mariah and them were taking pictures, and she asked me, Tiny, come take this picture with me. And I'm just not going to tell the queen no, like, and make a big scene of it. I just took the picture and kept it moving. It was very quick, painless. We're not beefing.
That's not Tiny. They got the Tiny microphone in stores right now, just like how they had the T-Pain microphone
Stop
with the
it.
Auto-tune effect. That ain't Tiny.
So the question is, 800-585-1051, if you were beefing with somebody, right? You had a problem with somebody, and your wife, your girl, your fiance took a picture with them. Would that be a problem? 800-585-1051. See, I look at it. If I got beef, we all got beef.
Right. Like, as in we all up here, or you and Gia?
If you don't like somebody, Angela Yee, you're my friend. I won't F with them either.
I don't like anybody. No, I'm kidding. I don't really have too many problems, but yes, I feel you.
You know, Charlamagne?
You don't want those problems, sir.
We got to excel them in.
I don't like nobody, and don't nobody like me.
We'll never be able to take a picture with nobody.
Don't nobody like me. I don't like nobody. And that's the way I like it.
Damn.
Especially these industry dudes.
Yeah, I guess you're
Can't stand them. Don't care if they don't like me. I am happy with that.
Definitely not Charlamagne. All right, 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Notorious B.I.G. Mo Money, Mo Problems. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us earlier today in the rumors, Angela, you reported about a picture that Tiny took with Floyd Mayweather. Explain it, Ye.
Right, it's a Halloween party Mariah Carey has, and she's in the picture as well as Floyd Mayweather. But as we all know, Floyd and T.I. had a physical altercation. I don't know what their relationship is like since then, but, you know, Tiny's in this picture with Floyd.
Now, this reminds me of when Faith took a picture with Pac.
She shouldn't have did it.
She shouldn't have did that. And, right. I mean, I don't know what T.I. and Tiny's situation is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Tiny shouldn't want to take a picture with an All Lives Matter Negro. So, I mean, that could be the only issue that T.I. probably has.
But
the thing is that T.I. and Floyd had an issue over Tiny.
Right.
I wouldn't do it.
Right.
If I was Tiny, I wouldn't want my wife to do that.
Not definitely. I definitely want my wife at all. But I understand Tiny not wanting to be awkward. You know what I mean? I do understand that. But, you know, what could she say?
Mariah was like, hey, get in this picture.
By the way.
She should have wiggled out of it.
There's nothing awkward about saying, yo, Mariah, my husband wouldn't approve of this. There's nothing awkward about that at the end of the day.
I agree with you 100%.
I don't care. That's not making it awkward. That's being a wife.
Right.
We don't know the situation.
Would
it have been different if she wasn't standing next to Floyd?
You shouldn't have been in that picture.
Like, maybe if she was standing on the other side of Mariah. Would that matter?
I wouldn't want my wife in the picture.
Not at all.
Me personally speaking.
Not at all. Nowhere near. Not if we're beefing, not if we got into a fist fight over you, not if there's a problem or a situation. Even if we're not rocking with each other, if we're not speaking right now, you're still my wife. It's still a mutual respect.
Drop on the clues bomb for T.I. I always tell y'all T.I. is one of my top seven favorite rappers of all time. But we don't acknowledge T.I. for the legend he is. T.I. swung on Floyd Mayweather, bro.
He sure did. In a minute.
I mean, listen, yes, all your musical accomplishments are great. I love the new Usher LCP. But T.I. swung on Floyd Mayweather.
He sure did.
In Vegas.
You are not. Yes.
With all Floyd
him.
Security there.
Yeah.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for T.I.P. T.I., you can't escape that one. That's going to be in your biopic. That's
right.
Going to be in your book.
Yep.
That is part of your legend, sir.
Crazy-ass T.I. Hello, who's this?
This is Danny.
Would you take a picture if your husband or your boyfriend was beefing with somebody?
Pretty much. I mean...
These hoes ain't loyal.
My ex-boyfriend,
like, dude, on a whole nother level. So I'm gonna be on that same level with you.
Okay.
By the way, whenever your girl refers to you as dude, that ain't your girl, bro. When a girl talks about you in that context, dude, on a whole nother level. Dude, don't be doing me right. You just collateral damage, bro.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Kristen.
Hey, Kristen. Now, would you take a picture with somebody your boyfriend or your husband was beefing with?
I wouldn't take a picture with somebody that my husband or boyfriend was beefing with. But I don't think Tiny was doing it, like, on purpose. She's been down with T.I. for a long time.
I don't think she did it on purpose either. But like I was saying to Charlamagne, she might have felt awkward not taking that picture because Mariah told her to do it. But she still should have wiggled out. Hello, who's this?
T.T.
Hey, T.C. Good morning.
T.T.
Good morning.
Now, if your boyfriend or your husband was beefing with somebody, would you take a picture with that person?
Absolutely not. He better not do it either. That is a violation. You don't do that. I don't even take pictures with people who beef with my baby daddy or don't like my baby daddy. Like, you don't do that, especially with a female, because you don't never know what their intentions were.
Your
intention might be to spend and take a picture, but females messy, and they'll make something out of nothing and make it a big organza, and now your PlayStation outside and your clothes bleach, all because you had to stop and take a picture.
I love you, girl. You know what? And I can tell you heavy set. That's one thing about you heavy said girls, y'all loyal now.
I'm not. I'm thick.
You sick?
She's thick. She said she's thick.
How tall are you?
I'm in Florida.
How tall are you?
I'm not going to play this game with you today,
Charlamagne. 800-585-1051. Now, if your husband or boyfriend was beefing with somebody, would you take a picture with them? And fellas, Would it be cool for them to take a picture? Or when she got home, would y'all be beefing? Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now we're asking 800-585-1051. Ladies, if your man or your husband was beefing with somebody, would you take a picture with them? And fellas, would you mind if your girl or wife took a picture with somebody you were beefing with? Now, this came out of where, Yee?
This was Tiny taking a picture standing next to Floyd Mayweather at Mariah Carey's party. She said it was just, she couldn't get out of it. Mariah was like, let's take a picture.
Now, by the way, we don't know if T.I. and Floyd don't get along. Right. We do know T.I., the legend that he is, swung on Floyd Mayweather.
He did.
At one point in life, but it seems like they've been okay since then. I mean, T.I. did get at him over his All Lives Matter comments, but all of us did.
But he also bigged him up, you know.
Yeah, he bigged him up. So, I mean, I don't think, you know, Tiny would put herself in a position to ever compromise Clifford Harris.
But knowing
how
T.I. is, the fact that he even had a scuffle and it was over Tiny, he probably would have an issue.
Yeah, I wouldn't want my wife to take a picture with him. You know what I mean? Especially if I ain't took no picture with him since then.
But I think she knew she was wrong because she explained it on TMZ and said, I just took a quick picture and kept it moving.
Tiny should have just said, look, it's Halloween. I thought it was a Floyd Mayweather costume. I didn't really realize that was Floyd Mayweather. I thought it was somebody pretending to be Floyd. These masks look so lifelike now. There's a lot of ways Tiny could have got out of this one, okay?
Hello, who's this?
Check your view, this is Stu.
Yo, what's up, Stu? Now,
man,
if your
wife...
That
was the dumbest rhyme I heard all week.
Or your girlfriend took a picture with somebody you was beefing with, would it be cool?
No, it wouldn't be cool at all. Ain't cool. How you think Faith and then Biggie and Pac started beefing. Faith escalated that.
Hey, you from the 843, ain't
he? Monk's Corner, South Carolina.
I already know. I know my people when I hear them.
Monk's Corner, you already know
Represent.
What time it is.
All right. Well, you heard the Geechiness? What's it called? Geechee?
Boy, shut up. Geechiness. Geechiness, boy.
I don't know.
What the hell is wrong with you? What the hell is Geechiness?
Yeah, I don't know Geechee.
Geechiness sounds like something you got to get a cream for.
All right. Geechee. All right. Hello, who's this?
This Dre from Bad News VA, baby.
Dre 757. Now, we're asking if you were beefing or had a problem with somebody, would you mind if your girl or your wife took a picture?
Oh, what about would you take a picture with a female that you knew your girl didn't like?
Outside. Everybody outside.
Nah,
beefing is beefing. I don't care who the card is, who planned it, whether it's me, I'm beefing with somebody, they want me to take a flick, or if it's my shorty. If it's my shorty offhand, I'm smacking fire, because you could have went to the side and be like, yo, you know my man, he crazy, they beefing, we can take a selfie later.
Hey, you know you just admitted to domestic violence against your woman, right?
It is what it is.
What?
You just said you would smack fire out your woman if she did something.
I just want to
put that out there.
Goodness gracious. I've been in a situation where Gia has not spoken to somebody, and somebody came up to me that she didn't like and spoke to me, and I didn't even say anything back. I just looked them dead in their eye. It was like, I'm not saying nothing, a peep, nothing out of my mouth.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. I looked right through
Gia
you.
Who doesn't Gia like?
I don't know, but if Gia, it was one person, but she said something foul, and I didn't even speak to her. I just looked right through the person.
Okay.
Look, man, the moral of the story is if you're not sure, don't do it. Period. Like, I don't care how awkward it may feel, you got to think about home.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Bottom line, point blank, period. I'd rather it be awkward in that moment taking that picture than for it to be awkward at home.
Word.
Because that picture going to live forever. That picture all on social media, you can apologize all you want, but that picture's out there. I'd rather it be awkward in that moment than it be awkward at home.
I'm with you. All right. Well, yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yeah, so let's talk about Donald Trump and yet another accuser who is a porn star. We'll tell you what she has to say happened with Donald and Gucci Mane. He has a lot going on this year and next year. We'll tell you what he has announced.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Another one. We the best music.
Listen up. This
just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, so far, there are 11 women accusing Donald Trump of unwanted sexual advances ever since that whole Access Hollywood tape, where he talks about grabbing women by the vagina and being able to grope and kiss them. Now, this 11th woman is named Jessica Drake. She's an adult film performer and director. And she did a news conference in L.A. on Saturday where she said that Donald Trump asked her for a phone number and invited her to his suite the night that they met. She said she also brought two other women along with her because she didn't want to go alone. Here's what she had to say.
He grabbed each of us tightly in a hug
and kissed each one of us without asking permission. After I returned to my room, then Donald called. He asked me to return to his suite and have dinner with him. I declined. Donald then asked me how much. I told him that I couldn't because I had to return to LA for work. I said that as an excuse because I didn't want him to continue asking me and I didn't want to be with him. I received another call offering me $10,000. His words and his actions are a huge testament to his character and being a sexual assault apologist.
He'll never feel the full wrath of the sexual assaults accusations because the media hasn't turned against him yet.
Well, he said that he's going to sue his accusers after the election, and he's saying none of this is true. Here's what Donald Trump had to say.
This is total fiction. You'll find out that in the years to come, these women that stood up, it's all fiction. They were made up. I don't know these women. It's not my thing to do what they say. You know, I don't do that. And, you know, I don't grab them on the, you know, as they say, on the arm. And once that he grabbed me on the arm, and she's a porn star. Well, I'm sure she's never been grabbed before. And they make it so, it's all lies.
Drop on a clues bomb for Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, I don't grab him by the arm. I grab him by the pussycat. Who am I? Who y'all think
I am?
I'm
sure she's never been grabbed before.
But once again, this will never affect Donald Trump because the media won't turn on him. And until the media turns on you, nobody takes these type of stuff serious.
Absolutely.
That when they start putting you on front of the, you know, the New York Times with all your accusers, the way they did Bill Cosby and stuff like that.
And I believe he has some type of, he has something going on in December, a trial that's going to start for him. Some charges that are against him for some type of sexual assault.
Yeah, with a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton's birthday is tomorrow. I know that much.
It is?
Yeah, her birthday is tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, Gucci Mane is saying he's going to have a big year next year. He put on social media that by the end of 2016, I will have dropped 3 albums and produced my first movie, The Spot, 2017, my first tour, my first book, and 3 more albums. So
Guap is focused.
Listen, he put out Waptober on October 14th.
He's definitely focused.
He put out Everybody Looking back in July, and he has The Return of East Atlanta Santa coming out December 16th.
I saw him Snapchat out one of Malcolm Gladwell's books. I think it was David and Goliath.
Yeah, he's a fan.
One of my favorite reads. Drop on the clues bombs from Malcolm Gladwell. That's my guy. No, really, that is. Not just in, you know, because I read his books, because, you know.
You know.
We actually
like,
know
yeah,
him.
We like Gucci.
Yeah, I'm talking about Malcolm Gladwell.
Oh.
Gucci, too, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I thought you were saying you like Gucci. That's your guy.
I do like Gucci. That is my guy. But Malcolm Gladwell is my guy, too. Mm.
All right. DMX actually did a free performance for the Yonkers New York Cops who saved his life earlier this year. He performed for free at a charity boxing event. That's his way of saying thank you for them saving his life.
Shout out to the dog.
Yeah. And here is DMX performing for these New York City cops.
There's a few officers in here today that on February 8th saved my life. Yes, please. Yes. To go from at one point running from the police to get away from the s. He doesn't get away from what I was doing to having the same police save my life.
So that's a beautiful thing. That's when he was found unconscious in a hotel parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to the dog.
Right. And that's great that he went back and did that for them. He raised $80,000.
Oh, that's dope.
And he performed for them in a crowd of 2,000 people.
Oh, cool.
All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
What?
I just thought about something. I just thought about something. Tomorrow is Hillary's born day.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Should do something for her. I don't know. We'll think about it. We'll figure it out.
I would send a cake, but I don't think she would eat it because I don't know if it could get past the security.
What if it's in the shape of hot sauce?
That would be dope.
Actually, I know someone who can make that. I'm show you a picture. Can you imagine?
Cake? Yes.
You know what?
Hot sauce cake.
We're going to go see Madam President. Y'all want to go see Madam President?
What are you going to call?
We'll figure it out.
Tomorrow?
It's her birthday, right? It would only be right.
All right.
What y'all think?
Where's she gonna be at? How you just close?
Okay, I thought that she was in New York.
We shouldn't have this conversation.
And her headquarters is in Brooklyn.
We'll figure it out, and then we'll talk. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, you just can't say we're gonna go see it, and then you just
follow
through. All right, we'll see. All right,
drop one of clues bombs for us.
Okay.
All right, don't you mean I can't say yes, I can.
We're gonna make it happen.
Things are changing around here.
Goodbye to Revolt. I don't even know if we were on Revolt today, but if we were, goodbye. Everybody else, the People's Choice mix is up next. 800-585-1051 at DJ Envy if you want to hear something. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
First thing.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.